time has come. The people have determined that that time has come, and that's why we've done it. It's because of the voters' determination. We have seen what's happened in Colorado and the other legal states. We know, and now all Massachusetts know, Massachusetts residents know, that the sky is not going to fall when we legalize marijuana.
Well, are you surprised that it took this long? I mean, your efforts go back decades.
Well, yes. I many years ago I believed it would not take this long, but it did. And it has happened. We're thrilled that it's happened. I have no complaints at this point. I'm sorry. Sorry it's taken so long. I'm only sorry there's been so much suffering as a result of marijuana prohibition over the years. But I am so proud to be one of those 1.8 million Massachusetts voters who said the time has finally come to get real about marijuana.
Now, you had a hand in writing the law that voters approved. So what can people legally do now with marijuana in Massachusetts?
Well, right now, adults can have 10 ounces of marijuana in their home for personal use. They can transport up to 1 ounce at any time. They can grow, an adult can grow up to 6 marijuana plants or 12 if there are 2 adults living in the home, in the residence, for personal consumption. There's no sales allowed. Public smoking is illegal, and absolutely driving under the influence remains a criminal offense, just like driving under the influence of alcohol.
Now, you said sales are illegal, so that means that if people want marijuana now, they still have to go to the black market.
That's right. That's right.
Now the retail sales won't be legal until January of 2018 at the earliest. Why that gap between allowing people to legally use marijuana but not legally buy it?
Because it'll take about a year to get the regulatory procedures set up. There's going to be a new commission appointed, similar to the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission. There's an advisory board that has to be appointed to make recommendations on the new recommendation on the regulations to the commission. There'll be a rulemaking process. It'll take about a year to get things set up. We went through that with medical marijuana. Of course, it took much longer than a year in that case. And I'm hopeful that by January of 2018, we'll see retail stores open to serve the needs of Massachusetts consumers.
Now, we've already heard people say that more time is going to be needed to set this up, and we've heard some other legislators comment about making some other possible changes in this law. The State Senate President Stan Rosenberg suggested that possibly raising the legal age for marijuana use from 21 to 25. What do you think about some of the suggestions that you've heard?
Paul, we've heard lots of suggestions, and we've heard lots of excuses why the law can't go into effect or why it should be delayed or why it should be changed, but I haven't heard any single valid or meritorious reasons at this point why the will of the voters should not be respected. We live in a democracy, and the will of the voters rules, and it's incumbent upon our legislators to acknowledge that and to serve the will of the voters, and that means respecting the new law that they adopted on November 8th.
Are you concerned that the new administration in Washington in January could roll back some of this progress that has been made by marijuana reform leaders such as yourself?
Sure, I'm concerned about it, but I don't expect it to happen. I don't see any political advantage for the Trump administration to come down on the new legal marijuana industry. It makes no sense for them to do so.